Hey everybody, welcome to the Radical Center Studios, where this is Jonathan Langley broadcasting, of course, with the Radical Center. That's it. If you are an independent, then you have certainly come to the right place, because we like to believe here in the Radical Center Studios, Dan, my producer, and I, that most people are sensible. They're not QAnon followers, for example, and I've actually spent a bit of time today watching a part of the QAnon special on HBO. It's a documentary, and part of it, I have to admit, I was literally laughing out loud at some of the things that these people believe in. One that sticks in my head very quickly before we get going is the this rape dungeon where they had children in this pizza parlor or something, just a minor detail. In the basement. There wasn't a basement. So, but these things are minor details for people that want to believe in these things. No basement? That's nothing wrong with that. We'll figure something else out. Anyway, I do want to talk today. We're going to talk about the best begs of the week, which is now what I've officially started to call these people. Send me hundreds of requests asking for money. Predominantly, I would say 99% of them from Republicans. I'm on Democratic list, but for some reason, I get very few of those. We are going to talk about Biden's upcoming new spending package and potential tax increases. I think this is really important. One of the big things I do want to talk about is if you're pro-life, I would have thought you'd be for some of the social spending. So we're going to be talking about that, and how it's actually going to help the average American far more, and we discussed it the other couple of weeks ago, far more than any tax cut, where 60% of it, or the Trump bill, 60% of it went to the top 20%. This is the exact opposite. But this is more about spending money on infrastructure, spending money on making sure child credits, which again, like I said, I would have thought if you're pro-life, you'd be all over this. But before we get to that, we do have to start with, as usual, some of the funniest things I received. And I do have a couple of emails I want to read today, too. People asking for money from yours truly. Yes. And just to be clear, I've never given any money to either political party. I've never given money to the Democrats, and I've never given any money to the Republicans. Now, as you can probably tell, I have reams of paper because anyway, I can keep track of things here in the studio. Dan, my long-suffering producer, and I. And my one of the ones I want to start with is from a social media site called the Conservative Dispatch, which I guess claims to be some kind of newspaper. And it starts off like this. And the reason I'm bringing this up is not because it made me laugh, but because I'm just thinking how gullible some people could be. President Trump, who has been banned from Facebook and Twitter, private platforms, they can do that, you know, that's capitalism, will be returning to social media within the next few months. One of his senior advisors, named the guy is Jason Miller, who's a, if you ever seen him, then you'll, yes, need I say more. One of his senior advisors told Fox News. Trump's 2020 campaign, Jason Miller, said that Trump will be returning to social media with a new platform that will completely redefine the game and is expected to attract tens of millions of new users. Now, just to be clear, let's see, Trump's failed at his charity, where he had to pay money back. Remember, $2 million, he was ordered to do that. He failed at how many casinos and hotels? I've lost count. We know his golf courses are definitely losing money. He's failed at Trump's stake. Trump University got sued for Trump University. Hey, he got sued by the guys that put in the windows at some of these casinos and hotels, the small businesses that actually went broke because of Trump, because he refused to pay them. So, hey, you know what? Donald, if you actually make Trump, whatever this online social media thing is going to be, work, listen, I will give you credit where credit is due on this show. Now, the other thing I'll also say is that I think Parler is supposed to be back, right? P-A-R-L-E-R, Parler, the site that got pushed off of Amazon servers and Microsoft refused to host them and some others. They're probably, I think they're being hosted out of somewhere out of Russia, which is obviously very secure. And I've gone to Parler, and I don't see a lot happening. So, but Donald, right there, mate, it already exists. Parler is there. I think it kind of functions. I really can't tell. It doesn't seem to be doing a lot. I could be wrong because I'm not really interested in it. But why do you have to reinvent the wheel? Parler exists, Donald. Go right ahead. Sean Hannity's there, your pal, your buddy. He's already there. So anyway, if you truly believe, kids, that the Donster is going to come up with his own social media site, which, according to Jason Miller, will attract tens of millions, well, I got a bridge in Brooklyn for you. All right. Now, the other week, I spoke about how the GOP is essentially no better than some of those call centers, running out of India, where they ask you for money because they say your computer's infected, or the IRS is after you, or Microsoft has detected something, and you need to send money, whatever else it might be. So Donald Trump, according to I don't know who this is from, actually. It's just a generic email, but it basically is threatening me, just like these call centers do. So here's my favorite. I got quite a few of these this week, so this is my favorite. And just to be clear, just remind you, if you're not haven't paid attention, excuse me, I get hundreds and hundreds of these a week. Anyway, so this one came in the other day. You abandoned, by the way, abandon is all caps, all bold. You abandoned Trump. You abandoned him. Emergency, 600%. Chip in now to let Trump know you have his back. Major news. President Trump hinted he'll run again if Republicans take back the House. Well, good news, friend. You only need 5 seats, but you only have 1 hour to use this link, and this is how they do it. If you don't respond, right, it's a con, right? We've talked about this before. The fellow behind Catch Me If You Can, I forget his name. He's now a consultant for the FBI. We did a piece about him essentially saying, if it's an instant, you got to pay us now. If you don't do it now, you're going to lose out. Odds are it's a con. So anyway, yes, you only have 1 hour to use this link. And as I said this a long time ago when Jackie was here. I can match it up to 6x. So if I chip in $50, someone out there is going to multiply that by 6. So $300. And I've always said, well, and if I chip in 75, it's got these buttons here, chip in 35 and so on. I've always said, if they've already got people willing to put in $250 for every $50 that I put in, why do you need me? What I mean, seriously. If someone's going to multiply my $50 by 6 to get it to 300, why even waste your time? You don't need me. All right. This is my favorite. This is the winner this week, though. This is the winner this week, apart from, well, yes. I did get one more before we get to the winner. You don't strike me as someone who gives up when the going gets tough. Yeah, right. Okay. Again, it's a threat. Okay, so here's the winner. From Devin Nunes. Now, I get very few from old Dev. We've heard from Newt. I've heard from Donald Trump Jr. I've heard from quite a few people. Josh Hawley, even little Lindsey Graham. But very few from old Dev. So Devin Nunes wrote to me on March the 26th, basically saying, this is the headline, as of a few minutes ago, we are under attack by the socialist left, and it's getting worse. But there is hope for our future if conservatives, of course, they're not really, are they? I thought conservatives believed in balancing the budget and all that sort of thing. If conservatives stand together, I'm following up for the last time, before our major end-of-quarter fundraising deadline, House Democrats are raking in millions from the liberal billionaires. Well, it's interesting. They didn't actually leave. Usually they put in there the socialist, left coast, Hollywood billionaires who also run big tech and, of course, the corrupt media. So they've just sort of, I guess, liberal billionaires could be just about anybody. But the point being, they sent this on Devin, supposedly, sent this on March the 26th. At 5:20 p.m. So March 26, 5:20 p.m. I'm following up for the last time, all in caps. Well, guess what happened? I guess Devin had forgotten he had pressed send, because 2 hours and 10 minutes later, at 7:30 p.m., I get another email from Devin with exactly the same thing. We are under attack by the socialist left, and it's getting worse. But there is hope. I'm following up for the last time, all in caps. And apparently it's all being funded by the liberal billionaires. Well, So, Devin, seriously, mate, you need to learn how to use a computer. If you keep within 2 hours and 10 minutes, you had sent me the self-same email word for word. Word for word. Oh, I did. I do see here he's he does manage to get the word socialist in. Help us fight back against the socialists for America. All right, Devin. All right, well, listen. Please, someone explain to Devin how to use a computer, because he's the boy's obviously overworked. You know, it's hard being there in a liberal state like California, and, you know, being the only right-wing Christian, whatever he claims to be, in California. It's going to be really hard on the boy. So I guess we can forgive him that he sent me two emails back-to-back, both saying this is the last time. What's the betting, by the way? I get another one. As of today, when we're recording this, there isn't another one. But at some point, I think Devin is going to reach out again. I mean, and he's easy to see because I get very few from old Dev. So, hey, Devin, if you're listening, please reach out. I'd love to chat. All right. Now, let's get into something far more important than people desperately looking for money. And then I want to get an email from Adam Five. Adam Five. Thanks a lot, Adam. Although white people can't just have normal names when they write to me, I don't know. But Adam Five will be getting to your email, and I will be reading it verbatim because it was quite interesting. So Biden, as we know, is going to unveil a new $3 trillion package of spending plans, which will cover many things that actually this is in addition to the stimulus plan, that actually many Republicans, not people in office, of course, they can't possibly claim to support it, actually agree with. Now, apparently he's going to announce this Wednesday when he heads to Pittsburgh and starts talking about this $3 trillion package to improve, and I quote, the country's roads, bridges, and water systems. Yes, I mean, if you actually think about it, we're getting our asses handed to us by China, right? I mean, whether or not you agree with what I just said, if you've been to China many times like I have, I can tell you that I was there, just give an example. I was there in 2007. I've been there since, but just give an example. I was there in 2007 in Beijing, and I've noticed this about China. They burn a lot of coal. It's, you know, for their power stations. And if you're there in the winter, Beijing stinks. It just smells, right? It's what I actually told someone. It's probably what London smelt like in the 1880s, right? With all the coal from the steam engines and the steam engines, really, because horses, I guess, had a different kind of stink. But the steam engines and all that. So it's China in my Beijing sort of struck me the smell of sulfur, basically. And this was in wintertime, so that's why it was pretty bad. Now, today, if you go to Beijing, yes, it's still polluted, right? And it's actually not far from the desert, so we actually get sandstorms as well. But nowhere near, and only in a country like China, which we'll admit clearly is not a democracy by any shape, fashion, or form, they went in for 2008 Olympics, and they essentially said, we're going to get rid of all, clean up the air. We're going to get rid of all the buses that they had, a lot of stinky old buses. We're going to get rid of, we're going to shut down these power stations and so on and so on. Now, only a dictatorship can do that. I get it. But the point being, it worked. Yes, it came back. Don't get me wrong. But 10 years later, China is investing heavily in clean energy. A lot of the transportation, the buses, are much cleaner than the crappy things I saw even 8 or 9 years ago. And I'm not suggesting for one second that we should be a dictatorship or anything like that. What I'm suggesting is that we are going to get our asses handed to us unless we compete. High-speed rail. You may think, oh, what's the big deal? If you haven't been on high-speed rail in some of these countries, it's amazing. Imagine having to go, I could get on a high-speed train instead of having to go to a damn airport to fly from, say, Dallas to New York. I could actually take a train. It's more comfortable. It's less stressful because you don't have to go. Yes, you probably have to go through security like you do for the Channel Tunnel. But at the end of the day, it's a lot less stressful and certainly more enjoyable. I can tell you that. Absolutely. But that's just one example. If we don't increase our money that we spend on infrastructure, and Donald Trump, by the way, agrees with me. Donald Trump wants to do this, except his incompetence is right up there with him starting his own social media network. He's too lazy to actually get it done. Remember, he had two announcements, two separate weeks, months apart, called Infrastructure Week. How did that work out? Nothing. And I actually drove across the desert a few months ago. I went from Tucson to Southern California. I went across I-10. And I was amazed at how bad, and if you've ever driven on I-10 through the desert from Arizona to California, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's a four-lane freeway, but two lanes each way, tons of trucks, and of course we know that they tear up the freeway, you know, the surface. So it's only two lane. It's major traffic, and that road surface is wearing out. Wearing out. This is exactly the type of thing that we should be spending money on, right? Exactly the type of thing. So good to see if they spend this money. Now people are saying, well, where's it coming from? Where's that money from? When's that money coming from? Well, they're going to raise taxes on rich people and corporations. I want to get to that in just a second. I'd love to know what you think. You can write to me, by the way, as Adam did. We're going to get to his email at jonathan@langley.media, jonathan@langley.media. So one of the things, like I said, there's a big – and Trumpster knew this. There's actually big support for this. He was just incompetent. He couldn't be bothered to get it done. So Joe Biden's own press secretary has said roads, railways – she used the word railways, which is interesting. Roads, railways, rebuilding them, that is not a partisan issue. There's a lot of what the president will talk about this Wednesday. And she's absolutely right. I think everybody agrees that we need to spend the money. And this money needs to come from somewhere. Now, of course, most Republicans on this actually hate this idea, but because she feel, the Republicans feel, and Senator Shirley Moore, for example, says, I'm very disappointed in what I'm reading. I think we need to talk about what the American people and say, we need to say, what is it that you envision with infrastructure? Are these job creators? Are we re-engineering our own social fabric with a 50-vote majority? Yes, well, it's not, she said that wrong. It's not a 50-vote majority. It's tied, but they're going to get there, you know, because it's Kamala Harris is the tiebreaker, right? So I think she misspoke on that. But the point being that the Republicans are actually going against what the many of their own people want. And as much as we're going to do a whole show on this at some point, but as much as the Republicans talk about hating big tech, they are certainly in the pocket of big oil and those sort of companies. So it's not in their interest to have some of these high-speed trains or on the airlines. That they don't want that. They want any of that. All right. So the fact that it's really going to help, and she says, are these job creators? Of course they are. How can this not be a job creator? What about the Keystone Pipeline? Everybody was upset. Ted Cruz got really upset. This is going to lose 14,000 jobs, which is not a real number. It made no sense. But still, that clearly, there were jobs going to be lost because you're not building a pipeline. But if you're now helping everybody by improving the rails, God help us, improve I-10, please, whether it's rail, airports, bridges, whatever it might, those are jobs. Those are shovel-ready jobs with people without degrees can go and work at and hopefully make a good living. So I'm all for it. So before I get to more of what it is they're going to do, let me get to Adam 5. Here's what he said. So, Adam, God bless you for writing to me. I'm going to read it verbatim. It's one paragraph. Bigger government role equals greater government control. Actually, you know what? Before I just realized, I don't know if you meant to rhyme that, Adam. Bigger government role equals greater government control. But you should actually put a patent on that. I think the GOP would pay you good money for that. Bigger government role equals greater government control. Nothing is free. Well, yeah, so far we all make sense. That part, I agree with that last part. We will all pay for it through higher taxes. Actually, some people will pay for it. So beginning of the end of a free country. Okay. At some point, there will be no reason to dream and work for those dreams. Huh. The land of opportunity will become the land of handouts, bringing everyone down in the race to the bottom. But hey, the liberal elite will have all the power, so no worries. They know what you need and how you should think and feel. Actually, actually Adam 5, I would have thought it was the other way around. They know what you need and how you should feel. I would have thought it was the Republicans telling me. I mean, let's face it. I talked about this last week. They don't like liberal cities here in Texas, so basically every city, actually. They don't like California. They don't like New York, for sure. We know they don't like the media. They hate the media. They hate unions and teachers, right, because teachers belong to teachers' unions, and so on and so forth. There's only a few places I could figure out that they actually like. Rural Texas and the beaches of Florida. I think that's about it. There's nothing else left that sort of fits their criteria of what they would actually go for. No wonder Devin Nunes is so confused living there in California and sending me all these emails. But Adam, I'm not belittling what you're saying, mate. I get it. But at the end of the day, if you actually want to have more freedom, let's say, then you don't need to be worrying about, for example, can I afford to pay for my kid's insulin? I would have thought that gives you more freedom, knowing that you can take care of your kid's health care, right? And diabetes, which is something I'm involved in charity-wise, is something that is like air. If you don't have your insulin as a diabetic, you die, right? It's not like you've got a cold. You can muddle through it, or you've got to have your appendix out. Yes, you could die, but if you don't have those things taken care of, your appendix out. But it's a one-time event, hopefully. This is, if you don't have insulin for the rest of your life, you die. You die. So wouldn't it be great if we had a caring culture that actually allowed people to live because they didn't go broke trying to figure out how to pay for their children's health care or whatever, or their own health care for that matter? So I would have thought actually having more sensible programs like that, Adam 5, would actually – I'm just giving an example, mate – would actually allow people more freedom. If I actually don't have to worry about a job with healthcare so I can start a business because I can go get reasonable healthcare privately through Obamacare, that actually gives me more control and more freedom because I'm now in a position to go and do something else that I wouldn't otherwise go and do because I'd lose my healthcare. Again, I would have thought that made sense. And when you talk about taxes going up, they're only talking about putting them up for people who make over 400 grand a year. And you know what? If you're making over 400 grand a year, then paying an extra, I don't know, whatever the amount will be, so what? I'm not going to feel sorry for you. Okay? You're doing great anyway. So suck it up. And corporations, yeah. How's that worked out? Remember they were going to invest in gazillions of billions of jobs. And I guess we really talk about manufacturing, right? As much as, especially manufacturing jobs, right? Cars, steel, everything. Anything. RVs, prefabricated homes, whatever. Right? They were going to invest in all that. How's that worked out? I was actually shocked to find out, and disappointed, really. I suppose, as a car guy that I am, that Ford Motor Company is the new electric Mustang that looks like a sort of an SUV type car thing. Looks like a Jag I-Pace a little bit. Is being made in Mexico. Yeah. Ford, come on. You're building an American icon, at least by the name, in Mexico? It's really rather sad. It really is. Anyway, so Adam, I do appreciate it, and keep writing to me. I don't know what you may think. I read your email because you weren't all in caps, apart from the word control. Greater government control. That was all in caps with exclamation point. But the liberal elite, you say, will have all the power, so no worries. Well, you know what? We'll see, right? Maybe you should live in the rural Texas or Florida beaches because there's nothing else left, that, as far as I'm aware, that some Republicans like. But when you get into what some of the things that they want to do and to announce, it actually makes a lot of sense. I just want to give you a bit more. The package will include – now, again, if you're pro-life, you should love this. Funding for roads and bridges, I talked about that. Universal pre-K, this is huge. There isn't one major Western country that doesn't offer universal pre-K for your kids. Because think about that. If you're a single mom, it costs so much. If you're a young couple, it costs, and your wife needs to go back to work because maybe she took some time off. Maybe you did to help too. I don't know. But regardless, you have to go back to work. after, let's say, 6 months or even 3 months with the baby, and you've got to put him in a childcare, which is for some people very difficult emotionally. And on top of that, they have to pay $800 or $900 a month. I mean, my goodness. So again, if you want freedom to try different things, this is it. This is really going to help. This is not government takeover. This actually is going to make people's lives easier. And let's not forget, improve the quality of healthcare for these young children. Universal healthcare, pre-K, universal pre-K, emerging industries like advanced batteries and efforts to invigorate and the fight against climate change. Now, I know that last phrase, climate change, it's like saying squirrel, right, to a dog. It's like gun control. Squirrel! You know, the Republicans just, they can't help themselves. It's just like a knee-jerk reaction. It's Pavlov's dog. But give an example on advanced batteries, though. Yeah, we need to do that. We're going to get our asses kicked right there by China. Again, you're talking to a car buff here, right? So the kind of batteries, we know the lithium batteries that go into Teslas and all these cars right now. But in China, they're investing in iron-based batteries. They're cheaper. They don't catch fire. I shouldn't say they don't, but they have a less chance of burning. They have some problems, though. They have less of a range, and they're more affected by the cold. Although what I've read about that in the industry press is that they can, that will come with time, right? They can manage their temperatures better. But regardless, they have less range. So what? If you're going on a long trip, I get it. But generally, if you're running around town, but here's the thing: you can buy an electric powered car in China for $5,000. I mean, it's just running around. The other great thing about some of these electric cars running on these different types of batteries, they take hardly any time at all to charge up. Now, whether or not that's the answer to, that's not Shangri-La, right? I'm not saying it is. But what I am saying is that we need to be investing in some of this too, right, as a country. This is the types of thing. The microchip, the transistor, the microwave did not come from private industry. It came from the space program. Right, just remember that this came from the space program. So, this is not something that we should be going, Intel's going to solve the problem, or Google or Microsoft or any of these people are going to solve the problem. Maybe they will, but at the same time, the drug companies that invested all this money in the COVID response vaccinations in the UK and the US were funded by the governments there, right? So there's nothing wrong with a public-private partnership. All right. He's also going to talk about they're investigating a way to tax plans like taxing consumption, wealth and wealth or vehicle miles traveled. I have no idea how they're actually remotely going to get that done. And there's nowhere in God's green earth, even if they could figure that last one out, taxing how far you travel, that America will put up with cameras and things watching your every move, so that you can get taxed on how far you travel. I have no idea how they're going to do that unless they, every year, once a year, you go in, they look at your mileage and then send you a bill. I don't know, but it's not going to happen. That one's not going to happen. But making the wealthy and big businesses pay more, yep, that's going to happen. So public polling on this shows broad support, even amongst Republicans, for raising taxes on large corporations and high-income individuals. Now, I talked about this last time. In addition to liberal cities, California, Portland, you know, Seattle, New York, anywhere that's not rural Texas, it seems, or Florida with its beaches, Austin, Texas, Dallas, which are all run, and all these others, Houston, are run by Democrats. There isn't much, as far as I can tell, that Republicans like Ted Cruz actually like. The other one on my list was, apart from big media and big tech, was big companies, large corporations, because they're the ones moving the jobs overseas. They're the ones paying and trying to hire all these immigrants, right, on these H-1B visas. They're the ones who a CEO can make $30 or $40 million a year, while their average pay for their low-lying employees is 50 to 60 grand. There is nothing redeeming about that, okay? Nothing whatsoever. So meanwhile, the United States did lower the tax rate for corporations down to 21%. How'd that work out? Yeah, that's what I thought. Apple and others. I think last time I checked, the top stock buyback for these corporations was $2 trillion. $2 trillion. Now, the other thing they want to do is raise the top rate for individuals back to 39.6 from 37%. And then others are talking about raising the tax rate back from 21% to 28%. Others are saying 25%. Regardless, it seems that there will be a tax increase for large corporations and for wealth, for wealthy individuals, and especially for those that don't actually earn any money by doing anything, right? Those who are trust fund kids type things, right? Those who, I mean, I don't think anything wrong. If you haven't done anything to make any money apart from inherit money or whatever, you need to pay a fair share of tax, not just capital gains. Now, I haven't seen anything in here about capital gains going up, but I guarantee you it's going to. Would you rather have your wealthy friends have more money or know that your grandchildren or your children are going to have access to affordable pre-K for their kids, or that they're going to put more money into Obamacare to make sure that people have subsidized health insurance? I mean, which would you rather have? I mean, come on. You want to have something where your neighbors who drive a Bentley can have keep more money because their tax rate is down to 37%, or you're quite happy to see it go up to 42 or 39.7%, knowing full well that your grandchildren can have access to affordable health care and that your children can then have perhaps access to pre-K, right? I mean, it's only logical, right? I mean, I don't see anything wrong with this. I mean, why wouldn't you want to do that? It doesn't make sense not to do it. Now, I'm all for reasonableness here, right? It doesn't mean you have to go hog wild, but we'll see. John Kennedy, Republican from Louisiana, said, of course, he wants a massive tax increase and he wants to allocate the tax responsibility in this country on the basis of class. Well, the only people that talk about class, as far as I can tell, are Republicans. Because they always say the Democrats are against the elites. That's a hell of a way to make tax policy. Sound tax policy is made on the basis of economics. Absolutely. So if you actually take care of your countrymen, make them healthy, give them access to affordable health care, make sure your grandchildren don't die because their parents can't get them into a good health care program because, I don't know, whatever reason, because they can't afford it, or they can't afford the diabetic, you know, the insulin, whatever else it might be. I would have thought that this would be sound economic policy, actually, Mr. Kennedy. I would have thought it made a lot of sense. But, of course, they can't do it. They don't have a plan. That's the problem. Now, you may already be saying, Langley, Adam 5, excuse me, thanks, Dan. I'm sure you're saying that he's definitely sound like a socialist. I'm not. I don't care how it's delivered. I don't care how it's delivered. If something is delivered, a service that helps make Americans better off or healthier, I don't care if it's public or private or comes out of the earth. I don't care. All I know is whatever works is where we should go. There should be pragmatism, not based on, well, just because I would think it's a socialist policy. If it's a better idea that costs less money and it has better effects, why wouldn't I do that? I mean, come on. Okay. All right. So let's see. I will tell you, I do believe Biden is definitely going big, right? He's definitely going on bigger government. But the big thing is the pandemic is definitely helping him. Don't you think? I mean, if it wasn't for the pandemic, he wouldn't be able to do this. Let's face it, he's already spent $2 trillion on the 1.9 on the bailout, you know, the stimulus. And now he wants to spend $3 trillion, which will be offset by higher taxes. Well, that will be balancing the budget. Remember, I thought this was so important to Americans. Clinton did this. Clinton did it. Balanced the budget in 2000 and started to pay down the debt. George W. came along and said, well, I'm a big believer in lowering taxes more than I am balancing the budget. Yep, that's right. How'd that work out? So I want to get into this childcare spending because this is a big one. And I really believe that this is going to be a huge, huge winner and sticky, as they say, like Obamacare. Remember Obama? John Cornyn. Our idiot, one of our, we have two, unfortunately, Ted Cruz, John Cornyn from Texas, talking about years ago, I did a whole research on this for a documentary, talking about how he was going to introduce a plan that was 10 times better than Obamacare, and that's why we're not taking Medicaid expansion and all this other good stuff. And that was back in 2013, Mr. Cornyn. Whatever happened to that? I don't know. What happened to that? Anywho. The administration is talking about spending $775 billion just on caregiving. This includes, as I said, free pre-kindergarten, pre-pre-K, tax credits, excuse me, for lower middle income families, subsidies for childcare and after-school programs. There's another one, right? What a great idea. How can you be pro-life? All these people that claim to be pro-family, basically they're pro-family as in, well, you have a kid, see you later. That's it. That's as far as their pro-family support goes. He also calls for, and also, oh, here's a big one, as all the boomers get older, resources for elder care, including making sure that there's eliminating the waiting list for home and community services under Medicaid. Well, again, who wouldn't say, I know what you're going to say, Langley, I get it, you want all these things. It's great, but who's going to pay for it? We've already done it, right? The Trump tax cut blew up the deficit, and I don't hear anyone. Do you even hear Ted Cruz right now? He's at the border, right? I don't know what he's doing. Probably blocking tunnels that the smugglers have used to bring cocaine underneath. Maybe that's what he's doing down there. But again, at the day, if you can't, how can you not be pro these policies if you believe in fact the sanctity of family? It makes no sense. And if you're saying, how does it get paid for? Why aren't they the ones saying, you know what? We should raise the taxes on the well-off and corporations to help pay for it, because that's what Jesus would have wanted. Okay. Okay, I think I'm running out of runway here, Dan, am I? Okay, all right, I think that's it. I'm all for these things. I'm all for these things. I mean, again, the stimulus and these other programs we're talking about will halve child poverty. This should be super important for those that claim to be pro-life, religious, and follow Jesus Christ. I would have thought they would be jumping up and down going, by golly, this is what I want. I want that. Joe's me buddy. All right, well, listen, thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next week, probably with more emails from Devin. And maybe Adam 5, but definitely from Devin. I've got a sneaking suspicion now that he's figured out how to use a computer. Or maybe someone's taken it away from him because he sent me two emails 2 hours apart saying exactly the same thing. So maybe that's going to happen. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. God bless, and we'll be back very, very soon.